Some years ago, I heard this song my Sunday school teacher used to sing, and I'm going to try. To be like Jesus. To be like Jesus. Oh, how I want to be like him, humble and holy, meek and lowly. Oh, how I want to be like him, to be like Jesus, to be like Jesus. Oh, how I want to be like humble and holy, meek and lowly. Oh, how I want to be praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And through all the struggles and trials of life, amen. If that is the desire of your heart, amen, keep striving for it, amen. Don't let it go, because he's going to honor it. Glory to God. He's a faithful God. He will honor that. And he knows that this life is not easy, but he's there with us all the time. And that's the beauty of it. Amen. When we struggle with being human and being more like him, he's there to help us through. Amen. And we can do it. Amen. Stay encouraged. God bless you.
I don't want to hold anybody back. All right. And believe it or not, I'm going to read Psalm 23 today. I kid you not. I've been chewing on it all weekend long, and for the most of the weekend. And Sister Heather gets up and preaches it, and Brother Dana gets up and preaches it, and focuses on the verse that is also a focal point for me as well today. The Lord knows how to talk to us all and speak to us and let us know something that he wants branded deep in our soul. See, life, as we've already heard today, life can really brand us. It can scar us. It can go deep. Pastor sang a song. He not only took away the pain in my life, but thank God he took away the scars. And that's the God we serve. And that's what we're all here experiencing and feeling, and much more to come. Praise the Lord. God is so good. Yes. I feel good too today, Brother Nick, and what an incredible journey we're all on. And God knows how to take us forward. And thank you so much, Sister Marilyn, for just opening up your heart. And we'll look forward to we'll get together here afterwards. And we'll praise the Lord. Amen. Buried with him. It's the greatest place to be, because we'll live with him too. Psalm 23 in your hearing. Praise the Lord. One more time in the service today. The Lord, let's read it together. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Oh, hallelujah. Let's love him and give him praise for his word today. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise God, praise God. Lord of God, Lord of God. You may be seated. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Hold your finger here. I want to read John chapter 10 and a couple of verses out of that before we come back to Psalm 23. I just want to establish something here real quick in the great word of God. It has been said on many occasions, and it's right, that the Jehovah in the old is Jesus in the new. Yeah. And it's the truth. Because if he said, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one," he's not going to change from being who he is to something else. Especially when the prophet Malachi testified that I am the Lord, I change not. Praise God. And that God is a spirit and he just doesn't change. He fills heaven and earth. But there's something I want to read here because it's pretty powerful. It's not just something to acknowledge who God is as far as who he is to himself. But it's another thing to acknowledge who God is for you. It's when I am becomes your I am. John chapter 10, Jesus said in verse 11, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep." We just read, "The Lord is my shepherd." And the Lord David was talking about was manifest in the flesh. And he said, I'm the one David talked about. Praise God. I am that good shepherd. There's only one shepherd. "But he that is an hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and flees. And the wolf catches them and scatters the sheep." The hireling, in other words, the person who's taking, he's looking after stuff for a paycheck, but he really don't care about what he's looking after. See, people work like that in today's world. They're there for the paycheck, but they don't really care about what they're doing. Care about the smartphone, but they don't care about anything else. "The hireling flees because he is an hireling and doesn't care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd and know my sheep and am known of mine. As the Father knows me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd." Amen. Aren't you glad about that? Hallelujah. One fold and one shepherd. He's talking about us. Amen. And that's why we can say the things that we say. Just a passing note before I come back to Psalm 23. I just wanted to read, "He's a good shepherd, and the good shepherd, you know, the sheep hear my voice and they follow me." He said, one fold, one shepherd. That's why today we can say that the church is made up of every nation under heaven. It began with the Jews and then included the rest of us. It didn't exclude the Jews and then only us or vice versa. It's all of us, one fold, one shepherd. That's why we say such things as we say to correct false doctrine along the way, that when people put difference between one group and the other and say, "Well, God's going to do this and then he's going to do that," if the word says otherwise, stick with the word. The word's right. Amen. The word is always going to be right. God will never contradict his word with some other doctrine that somebody coughs up somewhere and says it's God. There's no difference between a Jew or a non-Jew in Christ Jesus. But in Christ, as it's already been said today, how good it is and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity, Psalm 133, right? And that's brethren, no matter who you are, where you're coming from. We're all of the same church, and we all have one shepherd. Praise the Lord. One shepherd that loves you more than you'll ever know. Praise God. So here we go. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not lack. I'd like to today, if I can, and I'm not going to try to yell in your ears too much, I don't think, but I want to put to you a different tone. Sometimes these verses of scripture that we read that are so infamous, we have to sort of, don't get me wrong when I say this, we sort of have to uninfamous the scriptures in order to re-infamous the scripture. Because we've heard it so many times, it's become a staple on our refrigerator, it's become a screen capture on our smartphone, it's that favorite verse, and oftentimes we think that maybe David was on a hillside somewhere strumming his harp and just feeling good about the day, Brother Nick, and then just wrote these words, and I'm not saying that he didn't, but sometimes verses like these, although they sound so pleasant, were born out of some great struggle and some experiences where David could, after the fact, write, "The Lord is my shepherd." Praise God. I shall not want. Why? Because he's had want in his life. He's experienced lack. We've all experienced lack. We've all experienced not having things and being needy. And being in circumstances where we were in trouble. We're reading something here today. The Lord, this is something that the Lord is. He will not change from being what he is. The emphasis will never be on whether or not God will remain God for us. It'll always be whether or not we remain his children. Praise God. The uncertainty is never on God's part. It can be on our part. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He makes sure, listen to what the scripture is saying, because David is saying something specific here about the shepherd. Remember what Jesus said, "I'm the good shepherd. I'm not a hireling. I'm the one who cares for the sheep. I'm the one who lays down my life for the sheep. My sheep mean something to me." We need to know we're under somebody. As we were talking about the other night, we need to know that we're being shepherded. That we are, as it's already been said, Brother Dana, we are his sheep. We're the sheep of his pasture. Praise God. Isn't that what the scripture says? That we're the sheep of his pasture. And if that's the case, then we have a shepherd who's watching over us. And if he's the shepherd, that means I'm not the shepherd. I'm not supposed to be the shepherd. I'm not supposed to pretend to be the shepherd. I'm not supposed to worry about things in a way that a shepherd would worry about things. I'm supposed to be the sheep. God, help us be who we are. Help us just live as children of the Most High God. And help us to allow the shepherd to take care of his sheep. Praise the Lord. See, it's possible we could quote this psalm so much that we forget who he is and we forget who we are, and that we don't allow the Lord to be the shepherd of our life when he's wanting to be the shepherd. The reason we get converted and our sins blotted out and we get joined to the Lord is so that he can become our shepherd. And when he becomes our shepherd, he'll make sure that the wolf will never get you, the lion will never get you, the bear will never get you, the devil will never get you. And don't worry about the devil. The devil really worries about us. He worries about himself. He is a prisoner. He is not a deity. Please, when the Lord becomes your shepherd, you understand real quick that there's nobody above him. There's nobody equal to him. Praise the Lord. And that you're in good hands with your shepherd. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, let that sink in. The Lord is my shepherd. What's David saying? You're all set. You're taken care of. Praise God. You're provided for. You'll never have lack as long as he's your shepherd. Let that sink in deep into your ears. The Lord is my shepherd. That's what David's trying to say. I believe if he was reincarnated today, he came out of that grave, and I hand him this microphone, he'd say, let me talk to you about how I was feeling when I wrote this psalm. Praise God. I want to express just how much of a shepherd the Lord really is. Because some in the church don't believe that he's really the shepherd. They believe they're on their own. They believe they're trying to figure this thing out on their own. They're not 100% secure that the Lord is. But I'm here to testify to you today. I get to see him. Praise God. That the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. God promised this and made sure of this in this new covenant, that you would never go hungry, that you would never go thirsty. He made it possible that he'd be the one that would walk in you and dwell in you and talk in you and make sure that you would never be robbed. You would never be stolen. Amen. You would never be deceived. Why? Because I'm not just depending on some external force to help me, but I'm walking with and I'm living with and I'm in the great shepherd of our soul. Praise God. And that ought to make you happy. The next time life wants to say to you that you're in trouble, you just say, the Lord is my shepherd. Hallelujah. I'm not alone in this thing. I've got somebody else watching out for me, because you and I are not qualified to watch after ourselves. Praise the Lord. Sheep don't shepherd sheep. All right, let me move on here. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. That expression of rest, he leads me beside. He leads me and brings me to a place of rest. The shepherd always brings me to a place of peace, a place of rest, a place of provision. Understand this. If you ever make decisions in your life, if you ever get influenced by something that's not leading you beside still waters and green pastures, you're probably not listening to the voice of the shepherd. God will never lead you out to a desert place and let you starve and die. Understand what I'm saying? Because the next verse, you'll understand in just a moment. So he causes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. I know it sounds pretty, and you just think of a still stream, but what he's saying is he keeps me in a place of peace. If you're not at peace tonight, you need to get back to your shepherd, because he'll bring you back to peace. Praise the Lord. All right, here we go. He restores my soul. That's also a part of verse 2, because the green pastures and the still waters restores me. It revitalizes me. It re-strengthens me. It energizes me. That's what that verse is saying. It's not a separate thought from verse 2. He's saying, he leads me. He guides me. He directs me. He restores me. And he's doing it to restore me, to keep me strong, to keep me nourished, to keep me taken care of. You hear that? He restoreth my soul. Make sure you're not looking for any other source to restore you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's love him a moment here. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The restoration isn't just because I went and did something stupid and I need God to restore me and bring me back to where I once was. That's not this verse, and this particular word in this verse is not referencing starting me all over again. It more has to do with he keeps me nourished. You ever just work? You ever go out to work and you just faint? Been working all day and faint? Praise the Lord. You ever live for God and just get faint? Doesn't mean you backslid. Doesn't mean you walked away from God. It just means you need some restoration. It means someone looks at you and says, wow, you need to have a seat. Kind of like my wife a few years ago went up to the orchard to pick blueberries, and I was up there working in the peaches and doing pick your own because I was working, but she came up to pick blueberries, and I was looking at the time, and I realized it was a hot day in July, and she'd been out there an hour. I'm like, they don't take an hour to pick blueberries, huh? And then another half an hour passed, and I know how particular my wife can be, and the bushes are big, and there's lots of blueberries, so I kept trying to call and say, what are you doing? I said, do you need to get some water in you? You need to get out of there. And it's been long enough. And sure enough, almost 2 hours later, I'm still working. She comes up, and all this time I didn't know that the owners of the farm, his wife had found her, and she was beet red coming out of that field. She was faint. And she immediately grabbed her and brought her under a tent and kept feeding her water. what to restore her. To get that face back to being white Norwegian instead of red Indian. Hallelujah. But sometimes in this walk with God, we become just like that. We've been out there in the field. Jesus said the field is the world, right? I'm just giving you a little example here. And we just get red face, we get depleted, and we need to be led. He makes me to lie down. It's the Lord that will always cause us to come to a place where he can restore us, because that's what we need, and because he's the shepherd and he's looking out for us. He leads me beside the still waters. If he's leading, be the follower. Jesus said, my sheep know my voice and they follow me. So if God's trying to lead you to the still water, to a place of peace, go there. You will not regret going there. He's leading you there so that you can say, he's my shepherd, and I'm not lacking any good thing. Amen? Amen. All right. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? Because he's leading me. Verse 2, he's restoring me. He's restoring me. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. So the idea is that he's leading like shepherd leads sheep. He's leading me in the paths of righteousness, plural, paths. So if those paths take me through a valley, as long as he's leading me, I can testify I will fear no evil. Verse 4 is not I got off the beaten path and did something wrong and now I'm in the valley of the shadow of death and everything's gone wrong because I've messed up and done something wrong. No, the shepherd can lead you through a valley. And as long as he's the one leading you, you can say, I will fear no evil. As long as you know that you're following God with all of your heart and with all of your soul, praise the Lord, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. It's important for us to know that though we go through some tough things in life, as long as the shepherd's leading and as long as I'm following, I'm going to be A-okay. Praise God. I don't have any fear. I don't have any worry. I don't have any doubt. Just make sure he's your shepherd. Verse 5. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. I had to read these verses slow this time because I was feeling this different tone to this verse, to these six verses of scripture. And I wanted to grab what it was I felt like the Lord was talking to me about. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Now, we can think about this verse however we want to think about it. We're probably all right in how we think about it. But I'd like to throw this thought out to you that there's a table prepared before, listen to the word, me. Every one of us, there's something prepared before us. The question is, will we sit down and eat? Will we partake of what's on that table? Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Praise God. Let me read that one more time. I just want this to sink in. Think about what you're reading here for a moment. You prepare a table before me. Praise God. We're worried about the enemies. God's not worried about the enemies. That's our focus a lot of times in this verse, in the presence of our enemies. They're everywhere. And we rejoice. You know, God takes care of us in the presence of our enemies. And God's like, I want you to focus on what I prepared, not where I prepared it. Because there are times we pray for things, we talk about things and pray, oh God, I want to do this for you, and God, I want to be this for you, and oh God. We just go through this whole hoopla, and yet there it is, he prepares it for us, and we don't partake. God gives us opportunity, and we don't do it. Or we hesitate to do it, or we fail to realize it's there. Because we're so focused on our enemies, we can't see the deliverance in the midst of our enemies. We can't see what God has prepared because he's the shepherd. If he's the shepherd, you've got to assume something's prepared for me. Well, praise the Lord. You've got to assume that no matter what life throws at you, no matter how you feel, what's going on in your life, if somehow the direction seems to be turning in a negative way, then you've got to stop there and say, wait a minute, the Lord is my shepherd, praise God. Where's my table? Praise the Lord. Watch, I'll show you why I'm thinking this way
here today. Watch. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. I want to ask you a question today. I think I've asked this in times past, but what fills your cup? Is it he maketh me to lie down? Is that in your cup? Is it he leads me beside still waters? Is that in your cup? He restores my soul. Is that in your cup? He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Is that in your cup? Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, praise God, I'll fear no evil. Is that in your cup? What's in your cup? You ever hear the expression back in the days of old where people say, I live off the land. I got everything I need. In fact, years and years ago, where we live now in Carolyn's grandmother's house, when she was raising her five children, the youngest being Carolyn's dad, there was a time when they lived off the land. The only thing they needed to go to the store for was for flour and sugar. She told us this. We had everything else. We had milk. We had eggs. We had the garden. We had every chickens and all that. We had everything else that we were living off the land. What are you living off today? Praise the Lord. What's in your cup? David said, my cup runneth over. Praise God. Yeah. Over with what? The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not lack. It's hard to say that you lack when your cup's running over. Praise God. When he's anointed my head with oil, when he's saying, you're mine, you're my anointed. How many here have the Holy Ghost today? You're God's anointed. He's anointed you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Why would we ever think that we're less than he's our shepherd and we're his sheep? We need to know that we're taken care of. We need to be persuaded that we're taken care of. We need to live every day. And our thoughts so influenced by what's in our cup. We talked about before, is your cup half full or half empty, right? Those sort of thoughts. I'm just here today to ask you, what fuels your cup? What are you living off of? What's going into it, praise God? Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies, because the enemies of the Lord never stop what God has prepared for you. They don't stop the will of God in your life. They don't stop the purpose of God in your life. They don't stop him from being shepherd. They don't scare him. They don't run him away. Praise the Lord. The roar of a lion doesn't make him skip and go home. The roar of a bear. Remember what David said to King Saul. He said, when a lion rose up and a bear rose up, I caught that lion and I caught that bear and I killed them. And I got that sheep out of their mouth. Praise God. I'm here to say that's what Jesus does. He's done it for many of us many a times over the years because he's the good shepherd. Hallelujah. He wants to be your shepherd. Praise God. Oh, let's love him again. I'm finishing here. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. There's so much good stuff in this book, so many simple things in this psalm, but I'm hoping that today I can somehow make these six very popular, infamous verses of Scripture mean something a little bit more than something cute hanging on your refrigerator or that favorite psalm that I love to quote, that you'll read it a little deeper and what it means in conversion. Because there are people in this world today that are reading the Lord is my shepherd because it feels so good. It sounds so good, but he's not their shepherd yet. I mean, I'm not trying to be carnal. I'm not trying to be mean-spirited. I want everybody to have the Lord as their shepherd. But when we're not converted, when we're not born again, when we're not taken out of this life of sin, when we have not ceased from sin, we can't realistically call him our shepherd. He wants to be. He testified in John 10, other sheep I do have. I mean, they're all in sin right now, but I'm saying they're all my sheep, and I'm going after them to bring them into my fold. So that's what the Lord wants. But we live in a world today where there's an enemy sowing a lot of things out there where he wants to keep people out there thinking they're sheep, but they're not sheep. And they're experiencing all sorts of lack. They don't know what still waters are. They don't know what green pastures are. They don't understand why you people are so happy. I'm telling you the truth here tonight. They need to meet some of you people who have their cup running over. Your cup needs to run over and spill over and just bump into them. Praise the Lord. And just influence their life because you're bubbling, right? I'm bubbling. I'm bubbling in my soul. Why? Because the Lord is my shepherd. And he's pouring stuff into my cup that's keeping me bubbling in my soul. And when I'm lacking, it's the Lord that's pouring in, praise God, and keeping me in peace, whose mind is fixed on him. Isn't this the word tonight? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, he's a good shepherd. He's a good shepherd. Praise God. He's a great shepherd. Hallelujah. And he wants to be your shepherd today. God doesn't want you to stay a goat. Hallelujah. Just figurative talk for either you're a saint or a sinner, that's all. You're either righteous or you're unrighteous. All right, let me try to wrap this up. I've said enough. I think you get the point. But there are some things that we read into, and we just want to read into it correctly, that yes, he can restore my soul, back to verse 3 for a moment, even if I've failed. But it's not always about failure. It's just about living your walk with God and just needing the Lord to restore you. Kind of like what he said to the disciples when all that work of God was happening, all those miracles. He said, come to a desert place and rest a while. Right? He's the shepherd, and he knew what they needed. So it's time to rest a while. Even Pastor used to teach us about not allowing yourself to get so involved in the work of God that you lose your soul. Don't be so busy that you neglect your own soul. Even preachers and even workers of ministry have a soul. Hallelujah. And you've got to take care of your soul. No matter how much you love the lost and want to reach the lost, at the end of the day, you've got to make sure the Lord is my shepherd. I can't be so involved in the lost that I become lost myself. I will do my best to be everything I can be to reach the lost, but I'm not going to lose my soul in the process. And I'm not going to get so down with them that they pull me down. You understand? There needs to be a balance when we talk about going out as soul winners and reaching the lost. We need to make sure that we stay on our plateau while we humble ourselves and be relatable to people and let them know, I know where you've been, I've been there. Understand? Because if you stay the sheep of God, then all this great stuff that the shepherd is making sure you have is what's going to influence them to want to be a sheep too. Hey, when you got it good, people want to be where people got it good. Isn't that right? And what's happening in this place is love, joy, and peace like it's always been. And it's bubbling over. Our cup is running over. And there are hungry souls saying, I want some of this stuff. Yeah. Who are you walking with? Well, I'll come to church. Well, we'll talk to you about him. Praise the Lord. Or here, pull up a chair. We'll chat a while about this great shepherd named Jesus, who is the Christ. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All right, I'm trying to finish. I'm trying to make sure I got this point across here today. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. David knew this. He experienced this for himself, that no matter what he went through, I don't know if he wrote Psalm 23 during the time of being on the run from Saul prior to it or after some circumstances, I don't know. But one thing David was able to testify, no matter what was going on in my life, I could always count on that table. I could always count on praying and the Lord saying, I'm here. I could always find plenty of things for me, whatever. And I'm not saying this is a table of food, Brother Day. I know you like food, but mercy, goodness, love. You know what I'm saying. The will of God. There's what he's saying is I focus on the table and not on where the table is. Praise God. Because you may not sit at the table if you focus on where it is. Yeah. Hallelujah. You ever been invited over to somebody's house and you didn't want to go? See, we think we're so smart. If we had the will of God our way, we'd always pick and choose where we'd be, what we would do, because it's so easy and it suits us. But here we are praying and saying we're following the shepherd, and the shepherd says, follow me. Well, where are you going? We're going to Samaria today. You're going where? We're going through a place where Jews don't go. We go around Samaria to get back up to Galilee. We don't go through Samaria. But this time in John chapter 4, Jesus said, the shepherd must needs go through Samaria because he's got a billy goat he needs to talk to. There are tables everywhere. And in their minds, enemies. We don't talk to these people. We don't reach for these people. They're freak shows. Look at them. Just walk outside the door. No. We don't want the table to be out there. We want a table to be somewhere where it suits us. Jesus will make you uncomfortable in the great will of God. And these guys came and he was talking with that woman at the well. And when the scripture says, when they were arriving from, because they had their minds on food, and no pun intended, Brother Dana. But when they were walking back, they kind of chatting among themselves and said, so what's up with the lady? And why is he talking to her? We don't talk to the Samaritans. Even the Samaritan woman said, why are you talking to me? The Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Woman, if you knew who was sitting on your well, if you knew who can make your cup run over, if you knew that I was the shepherd, praise God, that David wrote about, you would ask of me and I'd pour something in your cup. Miracles in places where we would not go in and of ourselves, but oh, thank God, he knows where to prepare a table for us. Praise God. If we'll just get our minds off of where the table is, hallelujah, we might experience more from the Lord. You get the point? Amen. Now, anoint my head with oil. Let's all stand, so I'll stop. I don't want to go past 30. Tick, tick, tick. I just want to have another song and wants to sing and pray a while and just give you a chance. And I don't need to preach anymore. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup. Oh, God, my cup. And this is what hit me. I was listening to a song, and the Lord spoke to me. And what fills your cup? My cup runs over, but what's it running over with? Is it running over with, oh, God, I don't want to drink that every day. I don't want that coming out of me every day. That'll affect how I present myself to other people and the Lord. I don't even think the Lord wants to see me that way. Anxiety and fear, lack, complaining, murmuring. We talked about that the other night, right? In the wilderness, many of them were overtaken because they murmured against the Lord. He just wanted to take them to the promised land. He was leading them. Why? He was the shepherd. He was leading them to Canaan land, and some said, I don't want to go. There's no water. There's no bread. There's no meat. All we're eating is this manna stuff. And they complained, and they were slain. Why? Because they weren't letting God fill their cup. So if this is all true, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Please hear this word of God. If in your humanity you ever feel like, where's mercy gone? Where's goodness gone? Has it gone anywhere? It'll never go anywhere. David's saying, look, all this previous five verses, surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. I want to be around people like David, who when the chips are down, praise God, he finds a way to be up. Hallelujah. They want to kill me? Praise God. But I'm just going to go talk to Jesus a while and get something else in my cup. Besides their hatred for me and their bitterness for me. Oh, you get it tonight. Let's love him. Go ahead. Let's call upon God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Glory, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise him. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Listen to what David said. Now, Paul said it like this. What shall separate me from the love of God? Shall tribulation? No. Lord's my shepherd. Shall distress? Nope. Lord's my shepherd. Shall nakedness and famine and want? Nope. Lord's my shepherd. Nothing shall separate me. David said like this, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I'm going to be here forever. I'm going to decay. They're going to bury me with my fathers. Praise God. But that's not the end of me because the Lord is my shepherd. And he's promised to clothe me with a house from glory. That's not this. This isn't going to heaven. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you tonight, this is not going to heaven. Our glorified body is not glorified flesh. It is something beyond all of that. That will never cry again. It'll never hurt again. It'll never suffer again. It'll never know lack again.
I will dwell. Could you just let this implant in your brain? Praise God. If by nature you seem to tend towards negativity, would you just take that minus sign and put the cross in it? I will dwell. Praise God. Oh, the Lord is my shepherd. Kind of like karate chop that negativity. I know I'm wacko. I probably need help. Watch. It's true, though. Oh, what are we going to do? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That's a plus sign I'm making. I'm not making the sign of the cross. This isn't a Catholic service. I'm turning a negative into a positive. What am I going to do? The Lord is my shepherd. That's what David would do. In fact, I think he'd come and pick you up out of your chair and shake you up and say, and just karate chop you. The Lord is. The Lord is. The Lord is. Come on, turn that negativity in. My cup runs over. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. I will not fear. What can man do unto me? One more time. Can we sing that song before I explode? I tell you what. We live in such a negative world today. We do. These phobics and all these, you know, woke things and all this cancel culture stuff and stupid people being stupid. Negative. Everybody's against one another. It's like, how you doing? Yeah. What are you talking to me for? Why'd you say hi like that for? Just freaks. And we need to be people that are just bubbling over. Praise God. What's in your cup? I don't want that junk in my cup. Amen. Praise the Lord. I don't. Amen. I don't want anybody causing some negativity towards another color or a race. Right. Or a political party. Who cares? They all need Jesus. They're all wackos. Right. Every one of them need God. They need counsel and they need help from the great shepherd. Amen. And when they meet you, they need to feel like they're around shepherd people. Praise God. People who got something they don't have. Hallelujah. Is something guiding you? We need to sit down and have a talk. I want to know what's leading your life. Why are you so peaceful? What is that countenance that's upon you? Have you ever had people say, why do you always just kind of, you're up? Well, it's not because we're so supernatural that we haven't had negativity. It's just we just learned how to karate chop it into a plus.
Amen. Amen.
We just had some rough times, haven't we, with the heat? And those nice green lawns going brown. Praise God. As long as our souls aren't going brown. But there are a lot of souls out there that are browned over, twice dead and plucked up by the roots. But when they bump into us, they need to feel like they just walked on a nice plush lawn. Praise God. What's all this green stuff? Hallelujah. Thought you'd never ask. Hallelujah. His name is Jesus.
Never let me down.
He's just
just a jewel.
He's just a jewel that I have found.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. I love to praise His name.
Oh, glory. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. I love to praise His name.
Oh, glory. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. I love to praise His name. In the middle of the wind, I know He'll never let me down.
He's just a jewel.
He's just a jewel that I have found.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. I love to praise His name.
Oh,
hallelujah,
hallelujah,
hallelujah, I love to praise His name.
Hallelujah,
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 hallelujah, I love to praise His name. I love to praise
in the morning.
I love to praise
in the noonday.
I love to
in closing, I would like to say to you and that right now as we close in prayer, if the Lord isn't your shepherd yet, He can be. All it does start with a decision. It doesn't end there, but it starts there. And I'll give you the opportunity. I'm not going to try to embarrass anybody, make anybody come out to the front. But right where you are. See, I know this moment that I'm going to share with you, and then we're gone. Because I told the Lord when nobody else could hear me in the church when I was 14 years of age, been a few years ago, I was 14, I said, Lord, I want what these people got. I didn't say, well, church is for old people. No, at age 14, I said, God, I want what these people got. And God heard that prayer. And it wasn't but a few days later I got what those people got. Because I got tired of staring and watching. But not participating. It's no fun. That's miserable to be invited to church and watch everybody else worship. And you're back. You're there just kind of holding back and scared and like, why am I here? It's much better to just jump in with both feet. So I invite you to pray a prayer if it's your prayer. If it's your prayer. God, I want you to be my shepherd. Hallelujah. And if some of us who have been walking with God a while, if somehow there's stuff coming out of your cup that's not helping you, it's not that my cup runs over, good stuff, then you say the same. Let's do that. Praise God. Lord, I'm asking you to hear the prayer of every soul in this house tonight. Because God, I can speak for me and my house. We want you to be our shepherd. I want to be your sheep. And I want to do whatever you have me to do and whatever you have me to be, I want to be it, Lord. Hallelujah. I want to be obedient, praise God, to every word of God. Lead me because I don't know how to lead myself. God, bring me to those still waters, to those green pastures. Bring me, God, to that cup running over. And help me, Lord, to see the tables you prepared before me, God, no matter where they are, no matter how uncomfortable life can be sometimes, help me to see what you have prepared for them that love you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Go ahead and call on Him yourself. Lift up your voice, let Him know. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.